40 degrees. On Friday, plenty of sunshine and a high temperature of 41. Saturday, partly sunny and much colder with a high temperature around 19 degrees. Sunday, lots of sun with a high temperature of 5. Monday, partly cloudy and high temperatures again in the low single digits. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 12.
On 1560 AM and 95.3 FM, KBEW.
Every little step. Monday night football tonight. Vikings taking on the Los Angeles Rams. They're playing in Glendale because of the fires, of course. Got to Aerosmith, Angel, Break My Stride, Matthew Wilder, and Rolling Stones, Miss You.
We'll be right back.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
The best classic hits.
Smith, Angel, and Rick Burton, glad to be here with you on a Monday night. Got Water Sisters, I'm So Excited, Big Shot, Billy Joel, and Blondie from the American Gigolo soundtrack. Call Me, coming up.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
with AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees. 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW. Is KBEW 1560 AM and 95.3 FM.
Shot, didn't you? All your friends
listen for the latest world and national news from the CBS Radio Network at the top of each hour on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Call me and Rick Burton. Okay, in case you didn't know, today is National Rubber Ducky Day. It's also National Peach Melba Day, Korean American Day, Make Your Dream Come True Day, and it's also Public Radio Broadcasting Day. Excuse the static here. Elton John on the way, Tiny Dancer, and Come On Eileen, Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy skies overnight. Cold temperatures, a low of 6 below zero, and wind chills as cold as 20 below. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunshine with a high of 12, and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night, clear with a low temperature near zero, and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine and a high of 29, with southwesterly winds at 5 to 15. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low temperature of 22, with southwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, sunshine with a high temperature near 40 degrees. On Friday, plenty of sunshine and a high temperature of 41. Saturday, partly sunny and much colder with a high temperature around 19 degrees. Sunday, lots of sun with a high temperature of 5. Monday, partly cloudy and high temperatures again in the low single digits. At the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 10.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. ABEW.
haunts. But oh, how it feels so real, lying here with no one near, only you. And you can't hear me when I say softly, slowly. On the clothes I'm tying to dance, down the headlights on the highway. Lay me down and she's so blessed.
Elton John, Tiny Dancer, Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, and Culture Club. Do you really want to hurt me?
You want to feel important. You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters, and that you can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way, too. I'm Sergeant Michael Tislin from Chaska, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
1560 AM, 95.3 FM, KBEW.
Taking you to dancing, girl. The highway.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Are you reeling in the year?
You're listening to the area's news and information station. This is KBEW Blue Earth.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Fires across Los Angeles County have killed at least 24 people and destroyed more than 12,000 structures. President Biden says to rebuild,
it's going to cost tens of billions of dollars.
And L.A. County Deputy Fire Chief Robert Harris with news that could set back the firefighting effort.
Severe weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. Please be assured that the Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared, and we are anticipating winds and low humidity and low moisture, which will be a threat to the Los Angeles County area.
This will be another night of curfews in effect for the Palisades and Eaton fire zones. A federal judge in Florida has cleared the way for the release of part of a report by special counsel Jack Smith in the 2020 election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Unless a higher court blocks it, the special counsel report regarding Donald Trump and what happened on January 6, what Jack Smith found out about that investigation, is scheduled to be released after midnight tonight.
Federal prosecutors have said in court filings that the first volume of Smith's report pertains to the investigation into Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the transfer of power after the 2020 election. David Weiss, the prosecutor who investigated Hunter Biden, defends his probes in a Justice Department report and denounces President Biden for pardoning his son and for remarks that Weiss says malign the officials involved in the cases. A Russian woman arrested as a stowaway has been indicted. More from CBS's Peter King.
Federal grand jury has indicted Svetlana Dali and charged her officially as a stowaway for sneaking aboard a Delta flight from New York to Paris back in November. She was arrested a second time for cutting off a GPS monitor and trying to enter Canada nearly 3 weeks after her arrest in New York City. She's being held in Brooklyn and could get 5 years in prison if convicted.
More than a dozen of President-elect Donald Trump's picks to run top federal agencies will be on Capitol Hill this week. Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow, with questions being asked of Trump's choices of Doug Collins to head Veterans Affairs, Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary, and, as CBS's Nancy Cordes reports, Pete Hegseth as Defense Secretary.
Not only is this one of the most pivotal roles in any presidential cabinet, but Hegseth has had a very rocky road. Allegations of sexual misconduct, allegations of fiscal mismanagement. They plan to pepper him with questions. They're also pushing for access to the FBI's background check.
South Korea says North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile toward the Sea of Japan. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sponsored by BetterHelp.
What do you want your 2025 story to be? You know, every January brings you 365 blank pages just waiting to be filled. Maybe you're ready for a plot twist or want to revive a chapter that's been stuck. This year, forget about resolutions that fade by February. Life isn't about checking off goals. It's about taking control and becoming the author of your own story. Think of therapy as your personal editorial partner, helping you write new chapters and create a meaningful life you deserve. Whether you're learning new coping skills, setting healthier boundaries, or becoming the best version of yourself, therapy gives you the tools to grow. It's not just for those dealing with trauma. It's for anyone looking to improve their mental well-being. BetterHelp makes therapy easy, affordable, and convenient. With over 30,000 licensed therapists, you'll find a professional that fits your needs. And you can even switch therapists at no extra cost. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lover today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lover.
America's bourbon boom may be busting.
Enjoy it neat on the rocks.
The Wall Street Journal reports that 5 years after people began a pandemic splurge on spirits, it's petering out. The drinkers cutting back, going through their bourbon stock and trading down to cheaper brands. The journal says distillers are cutting jobs and shelving expansion plans. An industry tracker finds sales of American-made bourbon, Tennessee, and rye dropped 4% in the first 9 months of 2024. The growing popularity popularity of anti-obesity drugs, pot, and low and no alcohol drinks have also put a dent in sales. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Gains for oil and gas stocks and drops for big tech leave Wall Street mixed. Treasury yields rose ahead of updates coming later in the week on inflation. The bond market has been driving much of Wall Street's action recently as hopes dim for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy skies overnight. Cold temperatures, a low of 6 below zero, and wind chills as cold as 20 below. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunshine with a high of 12, and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night, clear with a low temperature near zero, and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine and a high of 29, with southwesterly winds at 5 to 15. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low temperature of 22, with southwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, sunshine with a high temperature near 40 degrees. On Friday, plenty of sunshine and a high temperature of 41. Saturday, partly sunny and much colder with a high temperature around 19 degrees. Sunday, lots of sun with a high temperature of 5. Monday, partly cloudy and high temperatures again in the low single digits. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 10.
KBEW.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Lover boy, Sheila E., the glamorous life, Foreigner, feels like the first time. Right now it's Mr. Mr. Broken Wings.
Stay up to date on farm news with the Brownfield and your Ag Network right here on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Sheila E., The Glamorous Life. Okay, out of our strange and unusual file, an Australian free diver went for a 370-foot, 2-inch stroll at the bottom of a pool to break a Guinness World Record for the longest underwater walk with one breath. Amber Bork, 35, who's been free diving for over 10 years, spent weeks in training in and out of the pool to break her own personal record of 334 feet 7 inches, as well as the Guinness World Record for 357 feet 7 inches. So congratulations to her. She can hold her breath a lot longer than I can. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Hate Myself for Loving You, Lip Sync, Funky Town, and Journey, Don't Stop Believing, up next.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW. FM, KBEW, with classic hits and all the local news and information for southern Minnesota and northern Iowa.
to take me to.
KBEW, 1560 AM and 95.3 FM with the Winnebago Area News. Weekday mornings at 8:45 and 11:45.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Hate Myself for Loving You. Jesus Jones, right here, right now, Human League, Don't You Want Me, and a whole lot more.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy skies overnight. Cold temperatures, a low of 6 below zero, and wind chills as cold as 20 below. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunshine with a high of 12, and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night, clear with a low temperature near zero and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine and a high of 29 with southwesterly winds at 5 to 15. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low temperature of 22 with southwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, sunshine with a high temperature near 40 degrees. On Friday, plenty of sunshine and a high temperature of 41. Saturday, partly sunny and much colder with a high temperature around 19 degrees. Sunday, lots of sun with a high temperature of 5. Monday, partly cloudy and high temperatures again in the low single digits. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 7.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
I shook you up.
right here, right now. Pat Benatar, We Belong. Happy belated birthday to Pat. She's 72 years old. And Kim Wilde, Kids in America, coming up.
On 1560 AM and 95.3 FM, KBEW.
We belong to the sound of the words. We were born in our birth. Whatever we deny, all we praise, the words all fall back. got all the news for the Keister, Walters, and Bryceland area. Weekday mornings at 9:20.
Time.
get in and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitch home. Take a long ride on the morning bike until I'm ready.
Ready.
Raise a little thing all the way.
The latest news from the Ledyard Sway City area. Listen to 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW. Weekday mornings at 10:06. KBEW, Blue Earth, serving America's wealthiest farm area with local news, sports, and weather every day.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Almost a week after it broke out, the Palisades fire in Los Angeles County is only 14% contained. The Eaton fire in Altadena is 33% contained. And L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says the lull in the Santa Ana winds is ending.
Severe fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday.
At least 24 people have died. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Fire evacuees are picking up N95 masks, water, and other emergency supplies. Chris Orris with the city of Malibu says over 100 homes were lost here, and not all of them were beachside mansions.
Not everyone in Malibu is a millionaire, and so we're trying to support every single individual and resident that we can.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Malibu, California.
President Biden says it will take billions of dollars to rebuild. A close call in the air over Phoenix on Saturday. CBS News has learned that alarm sounded in both cockpits of a United and a Delta passenger jet to take evasive action. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
According to preliminary flight data from Flight Radar 24, at their closest points, they were about 425 feet apart vertically, and seconds later were less than a quarter of a mile horizontally. Now, the FAA confirmed this close call.
A Russian woman arrested as a stowaway has been indicted. CBS's Peter King reports.
A federal grand jury has indicted Svetlana Dali and charged her officially as a stowaway for sneaking aboard a Delta flight from New York to Paris back in November. She was arrested a second time for cutting off a GPS monitor and trying to enter Canada nearly 3 weeks after her arrest in New York City. She's being held in Brooklyn and could get 5 years in prison if convicted.
A federal judge in Florida has cleared the way for the release of part of a report by special counsel Jack Smith in the 2020 election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Unless a higher court blocks it, the special counsel report regarding Donald Trump and what happened on January 6, what Jack Smith found out about that investigation, is scheduled to be released after midnight tonight.
More than a dozen of President-elect Donald Trump's picks to run top federal agencies will be on Capitol Hill this week. Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow. CBS's Nancy Cordes on Trump's pick of Pete Hegseth as defense secretary.
They're going to ask about allegations of sexual misconduct. They're going to ask him, for example, are you facing any other lawsuits that we don't know about? Are you facing any other allegations that could interfere with your ability to run the largest military on earth?
South Korea says North Korea has launched short-range ballistic missiles toward eastern waters in its second launch of the year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot. How pros get more done.
Good morning, beat freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Denmark's foreign minister says his country is ready to discuss the future of Greenland with President-elect Donald Trump. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
Foreign Minister Rasmussen said Trump has a specific way of making requests.
Nations have the right to their own territories. Having said that, I don't want to get into any dispute.
And he said Denmark shares Trump's concerns about security in the Arctic.
What we are doing right now is getting into more detailed dialogue with the incoming president.
Trump has reiterated his interest in taking control of Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, because of its strategic location and mineral resources.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says Mike McCarthy is not returning next season as the team's coach. McCarthy's contract expired following a 7-10 season. The Cowboys have not been past the NFC divisional round since their 1995 Super Bowl season. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers.
We've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy skies overnight. Cold temperatures, a low of 6 below zero, and wind chills as cold as 20 below. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunshine with a high of 12, and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night, clear with a low temperature near zero, and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine and a high of 29, with southwesterly winds at 5 to 15. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low temperature of 22, with southwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, sunshine with a high temperature near 40 degrees.